It's all about the praise and your inspiration. We are Praise 96.9 and 1550.
Mayfest at May Park on May 11th. I tell you what, that's they do have a lot of great things happening then. So you may want to consider making that short trip. All right. Let's take a look some more at what is happening in 33. Hold on. Excuse me just a minute. All right. Please excuse me. I had to let out that sneeze. And as many of you know, I didn't want to sneeze in your ears. So here we go. Sin forgiven. What a release. Cleansing. Wow. And I will cleanse them from all the sin they have committed. That is a blessing released to us. Cleansing. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth to hear of all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it. We can see that as a release. Release of blessings to the people. Abundant prosperity, abundant peace that God will be providing. You could also see that as a restoration in the sense that they had abundant prosperity and abundant peace when they moved into the land and Joshua helped conquer and helped them take possession of the land. So you could also see that as a restoration. In fact, as we read a little bit further, you may recall we heard, as a matter of fact, he said about the building. I will build it as before. Okay, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here we go. This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, he said, inhabited by neither men nor animals, there will be heard once more the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. In the towns of Judah, you say about this place, it's a desolate waste without men or animals. Jeremiah did indeed say that. There were others who were saying it. God had told him, you say this about the place because this is what I'm going to do to it. I'm going to make it desolate. I'm going to make it a waste. So Jeremiah said what God told him to say. And it would seem like there was a contradiction there, as though it wasn't turning out the way God said it would turn out. We need to remember some things, though. Sometimes God does change his mind about certain situations. Sometimes he'll tell part of the story, but not all of the story all at once. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste without men or animals. True. And it almost seemed like God is contradicting what the prophet would have prophesied. But listen to what he says here. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, they did become desolate. They did become waste. They did become without men or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither men nor animals. That really did happen. Also remember that there are times when God will have his messenger give a message, and then he will sometimes have that messenger informed, even if the messenger does not necessarily say it to the person who is going to happen. The exact opposite. I'm thinking of the prophet Isaiah and King Hezekiah. And remember when God had the prophet go to Hezekiah and tell him, you will surely die and not live. And that's about as definite as you can get. And this is what God told the prophet to tell Hezekiah. You will surely die and not live. He emphasized that point. So the prophet went and told Hezekiah what God commanded him to tell him. Then Hezekiah prayed. He prayed. Remember me. Remember me. And so God had the prophet go back to Hezekiah and let him know he was going to be given a few more years. Yes. A few more years. Isaiah chapter 38. He'd give him a few more years. Sometimes God makes decisions about that, like that, about people, even today. You will surely die and not live. That person will surely die and not live. And very often it is because sometimes that decision has been made because that person has been, well, for various reasons. I'll just leave it like that for now. But then, if that person has a King Nebuchadnezzar experience, remember when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was beside himself, full of pride, and kept giving himself credit for all the good things that were happening for him. And he, as far as he was concerned, he was the god of this world. He had conquered all those other nations, and he said he built himself that empire that he had, instead of giving the credit to God, who had given him the ability to do all that he had done. The prophet Daniel went to him and said, look now, this is what God has to say about your pride. Nebuchadnezzar would not humble himself. So God had him go out into the wilderness for 7 years, living like a wild animal, until Nebuchadnezzar finally humbled himself and conceded that God is God. He alone is God, and he is the great one. And when Nebuchadnezzar finally humbled himself, God restored him back to his position of greatness. He can do the same thing today. The people who have been stricken will humble themselves. God can turn their situation around too. He can say, okay, since you've finally humbled yourself, this is what I'll do for you. And here we are, this town, once deserted, going to be filled again with the sounds of joy and gladness. He said there will be heard once more the sounds of joy and gladness. All right, about to run out of time, so what do you have there? Release, restoration, renewal? I would definitely say restoration. Possibly renewal, restored to a former state. I would definitely say renewal, possibly restoration. I'm sorry, restoration, possibly renewal as well. Till next time.